Well, howdy guys, now this is probably going to be the worst help video on the internet. Now I've had trouble with the fridge I've got for some time and it's been getting worse. It's a hot point fridge freezer and the model number's up there. So basically you've got the top part which is the fridge and the bottom part which is the freezer. And the bottom part, the bottom actual tray at the right at the bottom. After a while I couldn't get it out because water had got down in the back and frozen. So periodically I had to keep on chipping the ice away from the bottom of the fridge. Obviously when it went into defrost mode, which it does, the water drains down the back of the wall of the fridge and it should go down the drain hole. But I guess it wasn't doing that. Now there's two drain holes on this fridge. The top compartment, and you can take the bottom shelves out of the bottom of the salad trays and you'll see the hole there. And that can get gummed up too. So you want to get something like a zip tie and sort of see if it's clear or not. But I had no trouble with that one. It's the second drain hole I had trouble with. In a lot of fridges, you just pull the trays out and the food out, and you'll see the drain hole. But not on this fridge. So if anybody has a model fridge like this and they can't see the drain hole, this is how you have to get to it. So I've marked the two drain holes where they really are. Like I say, the top one you can see, the second one you can't. Because it's in behind the wall of the fridge. So like I say, you take all the food out and the glass trays, and then in each corner, top right and bottom left and right, you'll see four Phillips screws. You have to take all those out, but then the wall still won't come out. And you'll see the fan at the top. The fan has a small panel it's connected to, and it's got insulation around the top of the fan, so sometimes that can stick to the wall of the fridge. So it's a bit tricky to get out. But once you take the fan out, now you can see two more screws, which is what's holding the back wall in. At this point, you can disconnect the fan or leave it connected, up to you. At this point, I turned the fridge off, of course, and eventually I did disconnect the fan because it got in the way, which means you can take the whole back panel out now. But you still won't be able to get to the drain hole. You'll see a condenser there, which is like a radiator, and it's basically at the bottom of the radiator, but it's so tight you can't get to it. So you have to take the condenser out, or move it away. And there's two screws at the top left and right of the condenser. And on the fridge I had, all I could see was ice. So I kind of boiled the kettle and kept on pouring boiling water on it, slowly, and started breaking the ice up, until I got to where the hole was. And it was completely plugged with ice, probably going down the pipe about 3 or 4 inches. Anyway, keep pouring boiling water in there and then wiping it out after a bit. It quickly cleared it out. The hole didn't have any gunge in it, but I still put a zip tie down there just to see if it was clear. Then I put everything back. This took about probably a total of about 25 minutes. That way the food didn't spoil at all. But after I did this and put it all back together, I emptied the condenser tray at the back of the fridge. Some of them have it, some of them don't, but this one did. If your fridge does, it's above the compressor. Basically, water collects in there and then the compressor's heat evaporates it. And you can't kind of pull it straight out. You have to pull it from the left or the right to twist it out. And then clean it out, empty it, and put it back in. I'm sorry I don't have any pictures or anything, but I was in kind of a rush to do it and forgot all about taking any pictures at all. Of course, there is another way probably of solving the problem, and that is to completely defrost the fridge. But that would take probably at least a day and a half, maybe two. But that would only work if it's blocked with ice. If it's blocked with something else, that won't work. Well, this thing only took about 25 minutes. Has anybody got any questions, just ask me. I mean, I'm not a fridge expert, just on the one I've got. But it'll probably happen again later on, maybe in a year or two. I think it's probably a very bad design where you can't even get to the drain hole without taking it apart. But there it is. Maybe it'll help somebody somewhere. You take it easy now, guys.